One other announcement about a baptism. Dylan Jones was baptized
Wednesday night after services. Not sure that we made that announcement, but wanted to do that. But back to tonight. These guys have had some serious instruction. They have had some serious guidance, and we call it leadership training. A leadership training for Christ. I want you to think about it. Leadership training is not just a convention. And leadership training is not just something that we do to participate in certain events. Leadership training offers the possibility of getting some instruction and taking part in something that's going to be very helpful in a lot of different areas of life. I want you to go back with me to Ezra chapter 7, verses 6 through 10. And I want to remind you of what we read this morning in our lesson there. And I want you to look at it from the standpoint of the heart of leadership. This Ezra was a scribe that was skilled. And his skill was in the law of Moses or in the word of God. And then the statement is made, if you weren't here this morning, the writer, who is Ezra, points out the very quick way that they made the journey from Babylon to the city of Jerusalem. And they made it without any problems, without any difficulties, and made that entire journey with that entire group of refugees coming back from Babylon in 4 months. That can't be done without God's help. That can't be done without freedom from all kinds of obstacles and difficulties that we'd normally face. And Ezra describes it by saying that the reason they were able to do that is because the hand of God was with us. The hand of God was upon us. Then in verse 10, the reason why God's hand is given, the reason why God's hand is upon Ezra is this. Because Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, to practice it, and to teach his statutes and his ordinances in Israel. There are other passages. We're not going to take the time to read them tonight. But they're brought out in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 through 2 and 5 through 8. And then again in chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. And in those verses, God points out that if you're going to live in this land, it will be because you paid attention to my word. If you're going to grow and prosper in this land, it will be because you paid attention to my word. If your children are going to be successful and your grandchildren successful and live in this land and prosper, it will be because you paid attention to my word. God is behind everything. We are not built on our own strength. We are not built on the strength of an army. We are not built on the strength of finances. We are not built on the strength of anything except for God. And this gets driven home when we understand that if you want to raise successful people, you raise godly people. If you want to raise good citizens, you raise godly people. If you want to raise good husbands and good wives, you raise godly people. Because everything is tied in with our walk and our relationship with God. And this is spelled out for us over and over and over again. If you're not directing yourself in the path of God, what good can come from the direction you're going? There can be no good come from the direction you're heading if you're not directing your life in keeping with the path that God would have you to walk. Leadership training, the heart of it, is bringing people to a better understanding and a better relationship with God Himself. Being trained to follow Jesus is training for all aspects of life and living. And I put underneath it, discipline of listening. We were young parents when we moved to Gadsden. Our oldest son was going into the second grade. Our youngest son was going into kindergarten. Our second oldest son was going into kindergarten. We started hearing it about our oldest son, and then about Randy, then about Paul. And at first you dismiss it. But after it's repeated, after all three, and the thing that was focused on was, what did you do? You and Kathy, what did y'all do in order to bring these boys up like this? We didn't know what they were talking about. And what they were talking about is, how do you get them at this early young age to sit still and to pay attention? And to sit still and not interrupt and not talk, and to focus on what they're supposed to do. I never thought about it, because I'd never lectured them. You know why I never lectured them? Because I'm always up here. And Kathy was there with them by herself. And so all that training went to her. What did she do? When it came time for services, she let it be known, I will not talk to you now, and I will not listen to you now. There is something more important that has my attention. So I will not acknowledge you, and I will not turn to you, and you will not interrupt me. And if you interrupt me and those that are behind you, then I will go with you outside and I will interrupt you. And when she came, when they were very little, she brought quiet toys, she called them. They were quiet because they won't make any noise to distract anybody around them. And if they happened to throw them, it would be soft and it would not harm anyone around them. And she had those kind of toys. But the key thing was, you would sit and you will listen. You will pay attention and you will not disturb me. And it took a little while before it sank in that she was serious about that. But it was long before they went to school. And when they went to school, they knew how to sit still. They knew how to pay attention. They knew how to listen. And it's all because of training and what you need to be doing when we come and worship God. And from there, it was just a very easy step to continue. That everything about life is going to be about your walk with God. Therefore, you learn to be honest and you learn to tell the truth. And therefore, you learn to do what you say you will do. You keep your word and you do the things that you're supposed to do. And you follow God. So leadership training for Christ, the heart of that leadership is coming to understand that we want to have a walk with Christ and a relationship with Him. And having that relationship with Christ makes you the best employer that you can possibly be. It makes you the best employee that you can possibly be. It makes you the best husband you can possibly be, the best wife you can possibly be, the best neighbor you can possibly be. It makes you the best person you can possibly be, the best citizen of these United States of America. It makes you the best that you can possibly be in every area of your life, if first and foremost my devotion is to God. So leadership training for Christ is about much more than learning how to lead a song. It's about much more than learning how to read a scripture. It's about much more than doing a puppet show. It's about much more than so many other things that are in the activities. But all of them go together to begin to instill the importance of this. And if we fail in striving and seeing the importance of this, then we fail at everything. And that's why this is so absolutely vital and so very important. If I were to ask, every single one of us would say that what we want is a relationship with Christ. I want you to have a relationship with Christ more than I want you to have a relationship with the youth group. I want you to have a relationship with Christ more than I want you to have a relationship with one another. I want you to have a relationship with Christ more than anything. Because that relationship with Christ will make all the other relationships what they ought to be and will make them better. So here's the question. How can I have a relationship with Christ if I never listen to him? If I never pay any attention to his word and if I never read it? To me, that's what makes Bible Bowl so important. Because in Bible Bowl, we learn how to read God's word. And we go through the discipline of doing it. Let me tell you a little bit about Bible Bowl. This year, the book is the book of Acts. Bible Bowl is the place where I make my contribution because I write all the questions. I want to give you a secret about all the questions. But it's really not a secret because I tell anybody that's interested in knowing. I even tell some people who are not interested in knowing. And I'll tell anybody that asks. There is a key to the questions. And the questions are designed to do one thing. To see if you've read the book or not. Because every question is a multiple choice. And I try to make it, especially on the ones that may be a little harder. I try to make the questions to where all four answers sound good. All four answers sound like they could be right. But only one of them is what it says. And so the key to Bible Bowl and the key to scoring high is to read the book. Because my questions won't be like everybody else's. We won't look at the questions and think about the importance. There's 28 chapters in the book of Acts. You know how many questions you get from each chapter in order to get 100 questions? Just do the math. You can't have more than four. So it's going to be three or four questions from each chapter that are going to be in this test. And then the test is going to be multiple choice. And my focus, my key is going to be to give choices that all sound good. But only one is what it says. To separate those who've read it from those who haven't. Now, let me give you this. Some of you are already doing a great job with it. Some of you may not know how. But it's going to take more than taking sample tests and just asking each other questions. It's going to take reading it in order to understand this book. And here's what I'd like for you to do. There's 28 chapters in the book of Acts. If you read a chapter a day starting tomorrow, and every day you read one chapter, you will have read the book of Acts completely through 8 times before convention. I promise you. If you have read the book of Acts through 8 times before convention, you're going to be far ahead of a lot of people that are there, and I would dare say far ahead of where you were last year when you went to Bible Bowl. But that's reading one chapter a day, starting tomorrow, and doing it until convention time comes. When you finish, just start over and read it through 8 times before convention. That doesn't take a genius to figure out that if you read 2 chapters a day, you'll read it 16 times before convention comes. And if you want to take math just a little bit further, if you read 4 chapters a day, you can read it through in a week. And so if you read it through these multiple times, and it comes down to a week or two before convention, you can read it through 2 times in 2 weeks right before convention by reading 4 chapters a day. And all those things are there. Now let me tell you what the elders and Terry and Nathan have in store for us. And I think it's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. And I hope you will as well. In winter quarter, everybody is studying the book of Acts. However, in winter quarter, those that have children, the parents are going to be with their children. And you're going to be in classes with them on Wednesday night. And you will be studying with them the book of Acts. And the auditorium, there's going to be 2 adult classes, I think. Am I right on that? I have to look for confirmation. There are going to be 2 adult classes. One's going to be taught upstairs by David, and the other one's going to be downstairs in the reception room taught by me. And for that winter quarter, we're going to study through the book of Acts. Now, here's what I want everybody to do. And this is especially for the kids, but especially also for all of us. Can you imagine what our discussions would be like come winter quarter, which starts December 1st? If we have followed this and we have been reading the book of Acts and we have been reading a chapter a day, and when we come to December, we've already read the book of Acts through multiple times. And what our classes would be like from the standpoint of discussion and questions and understanding if we've all already been doing this. But here's what I would like for you to do. I want you to read the Bible through using the New International Version, the 2011 edition. The reason for that is because for the past couple of years, that has been the translation that all the questions come from. And that's the translation that everyone that's associated with Leadership Training for Christ is using. And so everybody's on the same page with the same book using the New International Version, 2011 edition. And you have to kind of watch it. You have to look inside the copyright and make sure it says 2011 is the last number, because if it doesn't, there will be some word changes, some words that will be different as you go through it. So just double check to make sure your NIV is a 2011 edition. And we want to use this one because that's where the questions are going to come from for the kids. Here's what I would like for you to do, what I'd like to recommend for you. The first month, starting tomorrow, the first month that you read the book of Acts, I just want you to read it straight through. And don't worry about anything. I just want you to read the book and get comfortable with it and read the book from beginning to end and just show yourself that you can do this, reading one chapter a night and read the book through in 28 days. Now, when you read it through the second time and you start the second month, I want you to either write down or underline every word that you don't know. Every word that you can't define. And I want you to look them up. So this is going to take a little work, but it's going to be important and necessary in order to understand the book. So as you read it through the second time, I want you to write down the words or underline the words that you don't know and look those words up so that you'll be able to define them. And then that's going to help you every other time you read it, because you'll read with better understanding when you come to those words that you may not be familiar with. When you read it through the third time, then I want you to start thinking about how all of this thing, all this book fits together. And this is where you can have some fun. This is where you can start looking at different things as you read this book through. Let me offer you some suggestions. You have questions about the Holy Spirit? Read through the book of Acts 1 month, taking particular note of everything said about the Holy Spirit. Read through the book of Acts sometime and take particular note of God working behind the scenes. What God is doing in the lives of these people where he's not seen in doing it and he's not heard, but it's obvious he's doing it. And you'll run across a lot of those. You're interested in what to do to be saved. You're interested in the church. You're interested in whatever topic it is. Look at the key words and pick the ones that you would like to know more about. And as you read through the book of Acts, then highlight on those words. I remember the first time we read the Bible through as a congregation. When we did that and we read the narrated Bible through for the very first time, it was amazing and it was a joy to watch. That every time we came together, how everybody was talking about what they were reading. Saying, I never knew that was there. Never read that before. And the conversation went on for the whole year with regard to what everybody was doing, what everybody was reading. We can do the same thing with the book of Acts. And in particular, we want to make sure we do it in our family. So as you start reading, talk about what have you read. Just encourage the kids to talk about what did you read that confused you. What did you read? What did you learn today? What did you read that you hadn't read before? And talk about this with regard to your family. Now, here's the key. And this is the reason why it's good to start at one chapter a day. And if you decide you want to go further and read more, then that's fine. But be careful about picking when you're going to read, because you don't want to be interrupted and you don't want to be propped up on one elbow in the bed and go to sleep. So be careful when you choose to read. And not only be careful about when you choose to read, make sure it's a time when you are going to be uninterrupted. Your phone is off. Your phone is away from you. And so you're going to be able to read it through. And I want you to read carefully. Sometimes I want you to read out loud. And I want you to read focused. Focused on what you're reading. Not daydreaming. Not losing your train of thought. Not going down six verses and all of a sudden dawning on you, you know what, I've been daydreaming about this and that, and I have no idea what I just read. No, that's not good. So go back and start over. You know how much better of a student it'll make you in everything? If you practice these little things with regard to the reading of the book of Acts. I think if we do these things, and we do them in our families, and we do it as our congregation with all of our classes, this could be one of the strongest years we've ever had at Bible Bowl. I get a little concerned that very few people, if any, make 100 on the test. And I get concerned that the questions are too hard. But we have people who are making 99s and 98s. And if we do this year, we read this book, we're going to have some hundreds. Because the questions aren't going to be designed to stump people. They're just going to check to see if you've read it. And if you've read it through all these times, you will know this book. And you will be able to pass a test on it. Your parents might even be able to pass a test on it. We might even have a challenge between the kids and the parents to see who does the best on a mock test as we get ready to go. But I want you to I'm going to challenge us all to do this, to bring us together as a congregation, to work on this together as a congregation, to talk about it, to encourage each other, to help each other, and to do it understanding the benefit that's going to come. Not just because it's the book of Acts, but because it's the Word of God. And to do this with every book that we look at and every book that we study. To develop a habit of reading God's Word. Somebody said once, anything you do for 30 days becomes a habit. Okay, all you got to do is read through once and it's a habit. And just continue the reading. And let's do that. And let's learn this book and learn the Word of God and begin to look into His mind and see how He thinks and what He's trying to tell us so we can have this relationship with Him in the way that He wants us to have it. There may be some here this evening who are not yet in Christ. I want to give you an opportunity to put on Christ if you're ready to be baptized into Him. I'll give you an opportunity to come home to Him. Tyler's going to come and lead us in our invitation song. And while we are singing that song, we invite you to come as together we stand and as we sing.